This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. Those of you that have been listening regularly might be thinking, why is there an episode on a Friday? And the reason there is an episode on a Friday is because my girlfriend Ella from On Air with Ella, you guys have heard us chat together before, called me today. And when I picked up, after she said, it's me, which I already knew, she said, hey, I'm going to record us, okay? Like, all right. Which is funny because I'm fine with that. We've had many conversations where afterwards I've said, oh, we should have recorded our conversation. That would have made a great podcast. Because sometimes we just get into some deep stuff. Food stuff, mindset stuff. But today was about Ascend, the Primal Potential Transformation Weekend event in Boston this November. And she called to ask me some questions about it and also to invite herself to speak, which I'm actually over the moon excited about. Number one, I wanted her there because she's one of my closest friends and I want her to experience the weekend with me and celebrate it because last year's event was absolutely one of the high points of my year. But also, because I think she's got awesome stuff to share. So she's going to come, she's going to be there, she's going to be there kind of experiencing the whole weekend, but also doing a workshop with us for you guys. And so anyway, this is just a short conversation that we literally had just maybe minutes ago, as of when I am recording this little intro to give you guys some context. So it's only a few minutes long. We chat about Ascend, and it's just literally she called and said, I'm recording us. So it is explicit because I wasn't thinking it would be a podcast. It's my fault, not hers. I cursed just once. But I wanted to give you guys that heads up because I know a lot of you listen with kiddos in the car or you're just more sensitive to that stuff. So I do try not to do that, but it does happen in this episode. So if you have questions about Ascend or you just want to listen to a kind of brief and funny chat that I had with my girl Ella from On Air with Ella, check it out. And we do have about 25 tickets left for Ascend. I would love to have you there. I am more excited about this event than I have been excited about anything Primal Potential has done up until this point. So take a listen to the short episode. Go to primalpotential.com/AscendBoston, A-S-C-E-N-D Boston, to get your tickets, get more info. The show notes will have lots of FAQs in them about the when, the where, what time does it start, how much does it cost. All of that stuff will be over on the show notes page. You can also find that info going to the same place where you'll go to buy your tickets, primalpotential.com/AscendBoston. I hope you'll be there November 3rd and the 4th this fall. So take a listen to this short Friday special episode, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.
Ella, you may have figured that out by the fact that my picture just popped up on your screen.
Yeah, you know, it's remarkable how in this day and age you sort of know before you answer.
You are so advanced.
I try. I pride myself in that. I'm really a tech genius.
That picture that you're seeing right now, that's exactly what I look like right now.
Oh, just FYI. Me too. I'm not wearing a bra.
My hair is completely done. My makeup's perfect. There's no trucker hat on my head and I'm not wearing elastic clothes.
I haven't showered. I've been to the gym and I basically took my gym clothes on and put on a tank top and sweatpants.
Oh my God, you're so fancy.
I am. But I'm a tech genius, so it makes it better.
All right, guess what? I'm recording.
Okay.
Well, you always say we should record our conversation.
I know. We've had so many conversations. I'm like, damn it. People would really benefit from this chat because I did. And if I did, well then, you know.
Well, we're going to find out because I have a devious, devious plan. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So as you're picturing me with my hair perfectly coiffed and my makeup obviously fully applied.
It's so not fair because I just told you I'm not wearing a bra and I haven't taken a shower. But okay, you win.
I want to ask you about your event that you have coming up because, so you know, I want to do an event with you in 2018, like in person, yeah. Bring people together, like blow it up, like a weekend, something of that nature. Like I'm signing you up for that.
Tony Robbins, who?
That's right. Yeah, that guy. Well, yeah. I want to do that with you in 18, and I, you know, it's not planned yet. That's fine. Settle down. But you are already doing an event this year, and I know you did one last year and I didn't go, and I want to invite myself this year. I want to come and I want to see what it's about. And I was like, I don't know anything about this. And so I want to ask you, and I figure if I have questions, probably a few other people do too. Absolutely. So I want to share it. Are you cool with that?
I am very cool with that. And honestly, it would make me so happy to have you there, because last year's event was one of the highlights of my life. And that's not an understatement.
Well, I know you're not exactly prone to superlatives. No. So I accept that.
And it's like, it's in Boston. It's right on the Charles River, which is like one of what I think the most beautiful places in the world, especially in the fall.
So this is embarrassing. I've never spent more than like 18 hours in Boston before. So,
well, good. So I'm going to give you a really special experience.
Yeah. So last year you did this in Nashville. Yeah. Okay. So this year it's in October. This is what I know.
No.
It's not?
No. So glad we're having this conversation. It's in freaking November. It's in November. It's in Boston. November 3rd and the 4th, which is a Friday and a Saturday.
You can't make this stuff up. No. Okay. Okay. I have questions for you. And I was like, I need to ask her these 5 questions. So I'm going to ask you questions about it, and you're going to tell me about it, and I'm going to come. And can I do like a workshop?
Yes, I would love that. It's all like workshop based. It's not okay. At all, you know, preachy, stand at the front and yap at people. It's all very, very, very personalized and individual. So heck yeah, you can. I would love that. That would make me really happy. And it would make my people really happy too.
Okay. I know you don't know yet, but approximately how many people do you think?
No more than 80. 80 is the hard limit.
Okay, good, good. Like in 80 sounds like a lot for like a get together, but it's very small when you get everybody in.
Oh my God, yeah. Instead of hotel groups and stuff. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that'll be awesome. Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming, even though I don't know what year it is or what month it is.
Right, exactly. November 3rd and 4th in Boston in 2017. Yes.
I'm okay.
So freaking excited.
And I know people will come from all over. So this invite is absolutely global.
Oh yeah, we already have people that are like booking their international flights, like legit.
Okay, so people know about this, and I need to know all the things. Okay, so it's called this. Here's what I know: it's called Ascend, and it's not in October; it's in November.
Correct.
It's in Boston.
Yes.
And it's November. You said 3rd and 4th, but I swear you do something the night before it starts, because I read
the second for people that get in that day before, that Thursday night. There's like a meet and greet. I'll feed you and give you wine, and we'll hang out and chat and get to know each other, and then kick off around 8 a.m. on Friday morning.
Okay, well, I want some of my people to come.
Oh my God, yes, that would be amazing, because we have great people.
I love our people. Okay. So I will be there, and I will come for the pre thing on November 2nd, and yay, I will do something, and then I'll hang out and meet everyone. I love this. Oh, I'm excited. Okay. So what is it?
So, you know, it's such an interesting question, and I wish I had some like quippy one sentence little zinger, but that is just so not me. That's not how I think. That's not how I operate. Before I started Primal Potential, I used to, in my previous career in supplements, do a lot of in-person events, a lot of educational stuff, and I love that format. Don't get me wrong, I love podcasting, but there's something about getting a group of people together when you can really make it about them entirely and not about me or my message or my intentions. And so last year when I decided to do this, it was like a big leap. And I remember talking to you about it and thinking like 100 people. And then I said, no. You were like, that's too many. We went with 50. And it was for 2 reasons. Number one, I had a lot of people that had been working with me for a while, but they just needed to go to the next level. Like in the things that I was doing, whether it was fat loss fast tracks or breaking barriers, mm-hmm. we can only get so individual and so specific, because I don't do one-on-one coaching anymore. And for those people, I really wanted something where it was just this small, intimate, deep dive. You know how it is when you're listening to a podcast, you're washing the dishes, you're working out, you're driving. And yet, the things we listen to podcasts about, whether it's health, whether it's wellness, relationships, they're like the most important things in our life. But when we're trying to get better at them, we're only giving it like a fraction of our attention. You know, it's this thing that would open up so much room for growth and empowerment and just making our lives so much better, but we're like squeezing it in when we can. And that makes progress and change really, really hard. So last year I was like, you know what? I need to take this to a new level of depth where I can really connect with people in a workshop style way. So it's not just like I'm on the podcast talking about a topic and you do with it what you will. It's really, hey, you, we are going to do this work right here, right now, so that when you leave at the end of the weekend, you are fundamentally and forever changed. And when it was over, like, oh my God, so many hundreds of hours of work went into it. I was like, you know what? This was amazing, but I think it might be the last time.
And I remember.
Probably like when people have children. Within a week, I was like, no, I totally have to do this again, right? And just talking to people who are there. And so this year, it really is about not only those people that I've been working with really closely that, you know, maybe they were there last year, maybe they've been working with me closely and they just want to go deeper. They want to kind of take the artificial limitations off of their potential and really just set themselves free. But also, and this is something you and I have talked about, also for the people who maybe listen, love the podcast, mm-hmm. but aren't going for it, aren't doing the work, aren't making the change. And it's largely because life happens, right? But when we can take two solid days and just like be together and focus on you. And so with Ascend, not only is it this, you know, 2 days of intense workshops, but we're doing one-on-one calls beforehand. We're doing small group stuff afterwards. We're doing lots of assignments beforehand so that I get a sense of who are you and what do you really need so that the weekend is totally tailored to the people that are there. I'm freaking excited. I could talk about it for like hours, but I won't.
Well, I love that you're doing that, the one-on-one stuff beforehand, because yeah. then when people come, I mean, I think some people stay away from events like this because it's scary.
Yeah.
And that social fear too, where you're like, I'm going to fly somewhere. I don't know anyone. I'm going to walk in. I mean, I know Elizabeth, but I don't know Elizabeth.
Right.
And I'm going to know nobody there. And I mean, that obviously is not like extreme comfort zone material for a lot of people.
For me. I went to Tony Robbins and I sat in the last row in the last chair for the whole weekend. And even though there was 10,000 people, I felt like everyone was watching me.
They definitely were.
Oh my God, of course. Yeah. Right? No. But no, I totally get that. You know what's cool about last year's Ascend? Because I think a lot of people had the same reservations. The people that really created deep and meaningful friendships from that weekend is just so cool. But it's also, you know me, but a lot of people don't know me. It is not a kumbaya, hold hands, trust fall, you know, sing in circles. It is not a touchy-feely, like, tell me about your problems kind of public sharing weekend at all. Because this work is very individual.
Oh, that's so interesting. I'm glad you said it because people like us will, that, you know, would
I
not sign up
that
for that.
Kind of stuff. Yeah, like, you know, yeah, tell me.
Not that there's animal. Anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, tell me your spirit animal. None of that. Nope, nope, nope.
I think that's amazing, but also the fact that there's so much individual work to be done, but it's not without a lack of community. Like, yeah. I just think you've got the balance right.
Right. I really feel like we did a great job with the balance last year, but I learned so much, which is why I'm even more excited about yeah. this year to just make it all that much better, which is probably how a lot of people feel about these kind of events. Like, they just get better and better and better.
So if somebody wants to come, they kind of, I mean, you sort of actually need to start planning this now. I know it's in November, but I guess.
You totally have to, because yeah. there's only 80 tickets and we only have about 25 left.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right. Let's get on this thing. I'm glad I called you.
I know. It's crazy. And I mean, it's basically October, right? Because football season already started.
I am not signing up for it being October.
I'm just saying.
No, it is firmly August. No. It is firmly August.
It's going to be November before we know it. You're going to wake up and be like, oh my God.
Well, this is on my calendar. I promise you it's on my calendar, even though I got the date wrong. So it's on my calendar. The dates are blocked. I just didn't know what I was signing up for. And I really want to come, and I want to, I love your people so much. And then we have so many shared people, yeah. and I want some of my people to come. I'm totally piggybacking on this because I'll do meetups this year, but I won't do any intense workshop retreat type things until 2018. So I can't wait to come and learn and just be a part of it.
I'm really excited. And I am very protective of anybody that listens to my podcast, anybody that's in my Fat Loss Fast Tracks, because I understand that your time is limited, your resources are limited. But for months now, I have been focused on you know me enough to know, like, no bullshit here. I literally, every single day, am spending time saying, how can I make this an event that actually changes people's lives? And I get more and more excited about stuff that I don't talk about on the podcast, things we can't do on the podcast that aren't done in the Fat Loss Fast Tracks, that are totally geared towards breaking it open, setting people free to where it just clicks, right? And you are fundamentally and permanently changed by the experience.
Now I'm stoked.
You should be. I'm stoked.
Well, mostly when you said wine and food, I was like,
okay, I know, I'm good. Right? That's how we begin because, hey, it's really all about food.
All right, my friend. Well, I'm going to share this. Where do I tell people to go to find out more? Because, of course, they'll want to know how much it costs and what the logistics are and all that jazz.
Yeah, absolutely. Primalpotential.com/AscendBoston, A-S-C-E-N-D, Boston, Ascend Boston. And yeah, all the details are there, what to expect, how much it costs, you know, what's included. I do feed you lunch both days, little things like that. You do get a workbook. You do get some Primal Potential swag. Hello, you're going to be there. So
you're,
all of
you're
that
good
stuff.
At swag. Your swag is no joke.
Dude, last year I was pretty stoked and this year it's going to be even better.
That's why you should come.
Right? I know. They're like, hello, the t-shirt.
All right. All right, I won't make the obvious joke. So come see me, come see Miss EB, come join us for this weekend. I can't wait to learn from you, my friend, as I always do. And I'm honestly like, it's a privilege to participate. So I'm there, I'm down.
Yay, I can't wait. Yeah, Ascend Boston, primalpotential.com/AscendBoston.
I'll give everybody a link. Awesome. You guys will get a link. You know where to find it. Yay. All right, girl, talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.